You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's move on. Seriously.
We are going to move on. You know why?
I got free drinks coming today at the
cafeteria. No, not anymore. Not after that.
I'm going in your pants then. I'm getting your wallet and using your card.
Now, back to Steinie and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty.
A little distracted.
What you got going?
I
got
to figure some stuff out.
You're in black today.
Philadelphia.
Little black sweatshirt. Yeah. Like you up to no good.
Well, James in Oakland.
Man.
We're not there yet.
No, we're not. But he said, goo. Like, I said it before he called, and of course you didn't say, then he says it. But I was like, you don't want the chef to get frisky. Meaning he might feel like he can't get it done here. That dude is averaging 2.7, 27 a game.
When he plays.
He'll be back tomorrow.
Hopefully. Let's finish up here. Let's go to Flea in Oakland. He's not happy.
Our man.
He is not happy.
Flea.
Hey, Flea.
Steinie and Goo, please let me get this off.
Go ahead, baby.
No caller or even nobody on this air to ever say trade Steph Curry. One reason why that stadium is built in San Francisco, one reason because it's in San Francisco, but one of the most expensive teams in the NBA is because Wardell, Stephen Curry.
Mm.
One of the second reasons why all them players came over the years to come play with him, because Steph Curry is one of the greatest players that ever played basketball. While we got 4 championships in the Bay Area and he brought something to our life for the last, 15, 16, 17 years, is because Steph Curry.
I love
for
it.
For somebody to ever say we need to trade, even that, for somebody to be in the Bay Area and for that to come out their mouth, trading Steph Curry, they need to never watch the Warriors again. We ain't had nobody like Steph Curry in my lifetime. And when Steph Curry retired, I ain't never cried over no basketball player. But I know I'm going to get teary-eyed Curry retired. For someone to say trade Steph Curry and for it to come out their mouth so easy, I don't like fans like that. No disrespect to that guy that called.
No, James,
to say we need to trade Steph. I don't care if Steph Curry getting one three-pointer per game. Don't trade him. He changed the franchise. He changed the Bay Area. We got one of the most expensive teams because one dude, did Steph Curry complain when he was the cheapest guy on the roster when he was making $34 million? He ain't never put up the money sign and gave the Warriors a problem about paying him. He waited until his contract was up. One of the best players, the guys that have on your team. No attitude. Right. He took the backseat to Durant.
Wow.
He took the backseat to Durant. Durant said, had to stop and say, hey, man, this your team. I came here because of you. For anybody in the Bay Area to ever say trade Steph Curry, from guys that's hosting the show, it's lost their mind and don't understand what he brought to their life.
Wow. All right, Flea. And I'm crying. I'm with you. Now, I wanted to say this to Flea, Steiny, because I'm going to be Steiny to Flea. And I'm hugging you through the phone, Flea, because I'm going to shed a tear when that day does come. But I think JD, he don't need me to speak for him. What if the chef went to management?
That's what's going to happen.
Like Giannis is doing in Milwaukee.
That's the way it's going to happen.
That's not. We're not there yet, but what if that did happen? You got to appease the dude that built everything Flea talked about.
I mean, yeah, the only way it's going to happen is if Steph goes to
initiate
Dunleavy and says,
it ain't happening here.
Or let me help you out.
Because you would get
Let me jump start.
What would that look like?
I mean,
a Steph return averaging 27 shooting, basically what he's been shooting his whole career. A couple notches down. I know you're all good. Come on, Steiny. This dude is the best watch in the league.
Right, but great players have been traded. Like, it happens.
But we're not there yet to where the Warriors are.
Well, I don't know where Mike Dunleavy's at. I don't know.
I would say he's in the process of trying to come up with something.
Trades are hard.
I think.
Lee wasn't playing.
I think they've telegraphed everything they're thinking. They're in a 2-year window, and the minute that they don't think they can get it done, they're done. They're moving on, whatever that looks like.
Let me ask you this: is it good that you telegraph, or are you like, yeah, no?
You know how I felt about it. I don't like it. I don't like telegraphing it, and I don't like ruling it out. I just don't. Mm. I mean, I do. Like, I get Flea, and I get all the emotion.
There's a bunch of fleas.
I get all
them.
The emotion, but, like, sorry, we're getting to that point where you might have to talk about it. Now, if Steph says, I don't want to go anywhere, then there's no discussion. Let me just throw something crazy at you.
Yeah.
Never mind. I know the answer. No, I just thought it.
Answer or the answer for it could be evident.
I mean, just the idea that, like, I'm not saying we're there, but like this is what I mean by I just would never rule anything out. You don't know what may come up.
I'm not
here to say I would never ever trade Steph Curry. I mean, he could be your biggest way to jumpstart the next era. And if that's the decision you need to make, then it's going to be uncomfortable, but it might be the way to go.
I'll say this to that, because now you got me open, Steiny. And when I say open, y'all, I'm about to just let it all out, unfiltered. When I think of sports and some of the greats, no matter what name you give me, Walter Payton, rest in peace, Roger Staubach, Joe Montana was traded, Jerry Rice played in another uniform, and I know Niner fans, I know them, some that hate that even happened, but there's nobody greater on what they meant to a team and stayed with that team like a Steph Curry or a Kobe Bryant or a Magic Johnson. Like, just think about what we're talking about, Steiny. This dude is – the Warriors are the highest and most expensive ball club in the NBA now. What was it, 11, 14 bill? Like, that's incredible. But let's not lie to ourselves and say it's not Steph. So, to me, that means something. And I just don't think there's a day, a move, and I don't even think the chef, from what I think I know of him, and I had the pleasure more than once – to sit down and chop it up with them alongside yourself, to where that dude would don another uniform. I thought the same with Giannis. I think that's coming to a head. MJ, they didn't want to keep the team. He left. But if we're really talking about Derek Jeter to the Yankees, this is greater or as great, man. And Lawrence Taylor on the you know, it's different. But this is equal to anything when you talk about an athlete, his original team, the dividends, the chips, parades, it's as great as anything, any athlete you could say.
Right, and you've made it perfectly clear that if keeping Steph means that after Steph, the dry spell could be longer, you're willing to do it. I'm not.
I am, man.
And that doesn't mean I'm trading Steph today. It just means we got to, like.
So you would trade that chip in just to get back to prominence sooner. Like,
hell yes.
And I get that. But Steiny, when you have a relationship like I think you have and a connection and a box office guy like the chef, I think however many more years it would take us,
great, okay,
it's worth him and people like Flea crying.
How's it
and
worth
breaking
it?
Up to for him to go somewhere else to chase us somewhere else. And then also on the flip side, when, you know, we got to be real, JD ain't too fond of the job Mike D's doing. He don't put him in the Bob Myers category, and it's early. But then I feel like that would be a failure, too, from the front office to allow it to get so porous while you still had the chef still giving you a bang for your buck. And that's why I'm so enamored with where we're at now. They went out and got Jimmy Butler. But now it just feels like they need another Jimmy Butler. Yeah, and I don't know why and what happened.
For the 8 millionth time, like, I'm not saying they should trade Curry.
I understand.
But when you say we will never trade Steph Curry, then you are limiting the options that you have to possibly become a better team.
But what if he doesn't want to get traded?
Well, then there's nothing to discuss here.
But you understand, there's going to be a delay when that day does come and he's gone. We got a little wait. It might be longer because of not using that card or even trying to
explore. Right, and I think it's crock of crap is these fans now who say anything and everything for Steph, like they're not going to be mad in 2028 if the team's 20-62. Like, if Steph's gone, nobody's going to give a rat's behind. Mm. We're going to be mad that they haven't, you know, that they weren't able to parlay whatever it was at the end of the Steph era into something that's a worthwhile product to have out on the floor.
Yeah, we had our guy, the marathon runner, call in and say he can't understand why Niner fans haven't been fed like Warrior fans and why Warrior fans are upset. But I'll say social media is here now, and it wasn't here years ago, and everybody's always mad about something.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app, and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Let's take Burnsy in Fremont. And hey, Burnsy, how you doing?
Afternoon, fellas.
Yes.
Steiny, man.
Oh.
You're going to start playing this song again about trading Steph. I mean, I personally think that you actually made Steph come on record and say that if he was to be at, or if he asked for a trade, that'd be a failure in his mind, that he wants to do it here. And we pretty much put that to bed last year. Mm. And I was... I would just call in, and I remember you guys called me selfish for wanting Steph to be here and not letting him free and all this stuff. But, you know, so be it, man. Steph isn't going anywhere. Put this thing to bed, man. And you know what? You just said something, Steiny, that I'm going to react to is, if you're a Warriors fan, you're going to be so upset when they're a certain type of Warrior fans might be upset. And those certain type of fans are the new age fans, not as old school fans that have been around, the Channel 36 fans that I like to say, that you never had anything. So when you never had anything and you get something and you lose it, it doesn't really affect you as much as you think. I really do. I could care less what the Warriors are after Steph. I want them to do well now. Sorry, I want them to do well now, man. And that's the thing. I understand that they're in a period where it's not looking good. And like the caller said before, there's better teams out there right now. I understand that. So you know what? I am going to enjoy Steph every single time he plays. And I really don't care, you know, and I'll basically say this. I don't care about the championship. Okay. I care about Steph and watching Steph and finishing his career out. And like those callers said, what he's done for the Bay Area – man, that goes way farther in my book than what he's ever done on a court.
Let me ask you this, Burns. Do you want Joe Lacob and Mike Dunleavy to take that same approach that you have as a fan?
You know, I don't know. Well, of course not. They can't do that, right? I mean, they're on a different level than I am. But, you know, I'm cool with that. Keep Steph. Try to get as much around him as possible and make a run. I'm fine with that. Right. Making the playoffs is cool. I'm cool with that, man. You know, it's – and I really think there's a lot more fans out there like that. I'm tired of hearing the Warrior fans complain, oh, let's fire, you know, let's fire the girl. Let's do this. You know, it's just like, man, I understand, but just enjoy it. It really needs to be enjoyed, man. It really does. And Steph ain't going nowhere, Steiny.
All right. Thanks, yeah. Burns. You appreciate the call.
And I got you. Not that you need me to have your back. You weren't saying trade him. JD was just saying that it might be that, you know, if you strike out doing everything else, you know, then do you think about that? But that's why I said what I said just about the perfection that this has been in regard to a draft pick and a relationship and an attachment to a fan base in a city and that new cathedral. Built privately funded and Joe Lacob, you know, this is what you, man, it's just how, and I know here we go, Stan, I got to do it in the 1 o'clock hour. I mean, how can you manipulate or find, even though you got Butler, some more help, but do you got the chips and the things that you could sell and get something back worth anything? And now it don't look like it outside of Jimmy and Dre.
You know, I'm just sick of the Warrior fans who, when you're discussing the situation they're in now and what might be the best decisions, that they take some of the thoughts that any ordinary general manager or president would have and act as though there's some kind of sacrilege involved. Mm-hmm. It's like the Warriors are 13-12. All right, that's what they are. They're 13-12. Curry's coming back. The bottom line is there is a big chunk of this fan base that looks at this roster and says they are not going anywhere. And that's fair. And there's another segment of the fan base that says this team can go somewhere if things fall into place. And depending on how you feel, it's going to impact the approach you want the Golden State Warriors to take. And there's a part of the fan base, whether we like it or not, that feels like the Warriors might just be treading water right now, wasting time, and not prepared to make some of the bold moves that maybe will need to be made. Maybe not now, but down the line.
Well, they just made one just this past offseason. I mean, this past season with Jimmy Butler, I give them all the credit in the world for that. Just think about where we'd be and what we'd be talking about with that iteration of the team. But you know what, partner? That's not enough. And I'm in the party of what you just spoke about. You had two groups, one that thinks they might just be stuck and neutral, and the other that thinks they can do something. And with this energy and synergy that I think they've, you know, found over these three games and the emergence of Pat, can they just put that together? And I haven't said this, I haven't voiced it, but you could say I'm on the Disney Channel with this. I'm wondering if the young guys and that energy is going to kind of rub off on the older guys. So we'll find out starting tomorrow. But the bottom line is, what hurts me is what I saw manifest for one half of a season last year with Jimmy Butler.
But it's kind of half. It's 30 games.
And I get, you're going to say, Goo, it's 82 games. It's a longer run. That's why you're not, that I didn't have on my bingo card. And I'm scratching my head, the waves, wondering, damn, they need to make another move. And that's crazy. Because I thought Jimmy was going to be enough.
Well, but Jimmy not being enough is no reflection on Steph.
At this point, no.
Okay.
You know who it's a reflection on?
Hmm.
Jimmy. Because now There's been slippage other places. I'm looking at Jimmy. I need you to do more. If I asked you what more can Steph do outside of not turn the ball over with this team, I think that paper's light. But Jimmy is. He beats to his own drum. I get it. But I feel like there's something more in there that we can get out on a nightly basis. And if Jimmy were to tell me, Goo, I'm older, I got to pace myself, well, what are you pacing yourself for? Because if we got to go the play-in route, then you're going to have to expend that energy there like you guys had to do before you played Houston. And look what happened.
I'm not mortgaging my future for Jimmy Butler to play at a higher level. Like, this is who he is. Like, now that, he can't play harder. Like, what? This is who he is.
But more aggressive?
Everybody is.
More aggressive offensively? You know, that's what it's about?
Let me tell you what. Here's the other thing I can't stand. He needs to be more aggressive. That doesn't mean you're playing better. It means you're being more aggressive. It's like Jimmy Butler, if he's more aggressive, he may be worse. Because that's not his game. He loves being efficient.
But the maybe you have to come out on this team out of your comfort zone, and that's a part. It could go the other way, but what if it went the right way the team was better off?
So you're asking Jimmy Butler at 36. He's been only 16 years. You want him to play now this year differently than he's ever played before?
I think that's what it calls for.
Well, I don't think. Do
now,
you?
Won't or
do
can.
You? He's 36. Do you think he can bring it every night at a level higher than he's played so far, even though he's been pretty good?
Yeah, right.
Weren't we kind of talking about this with Curry, though, last year?
It's
scary where we thought it was. Go ahead,
Ian. Well, Steph wasn't statistically performing very well. We were wondering if he had enough left.
Oh, man.
If the team was worth investing in because they were a game below 500. And the Warriors did invest in the team. They got them Jimmy Butler.
And he went back to looking like old Steph.
Steph was rejuvenated, performed like an all-pro or all-NBA player, and they made the second round of the playoffs.
Yes.
So,
I think Goo feels like he's asking for a different version of Butler.
Well, no, if you're not going to do what Evan's talking about, and I don't know if he's alluding to that, Jimmy Butler is not too big to get help too, is what I'm saying. That obviously would help Steph and the whole team. So that's why I feel like you saying there's not a move. And now what really has me is Kuminga's not going to get us what I thought. Maybe, but we don't know that if you put something else to it. If you attach something to Kuminga, what could you get?
Well,
that could help now.
And think about that.
And I'm thinking about the Pelicans.
Think about what you just said. You basically just said Kuminga's value is so low that you must include a carrot with them. But
how can I not see that or say that right now?
But this isn't about Kuminga to me. It feels like you have an unrealistic expectation of Jimmy Butler. Like, I think Butler's been pretty good this year. I think this is who he is.
Yeah.
And we're just like Steph, we may see more down games than we have in the past, but we're not going to see a Jimmy Butler that's bet, like, let's say 50 games. The next 50 games of Jimmy Butler are not going to be significantly better than the first 50. Because the first 50 were pretty damn good.
Yeah. Now, I got to say this, and I'm going Rick Pitino because JD brought him up from Oakland. Kevin Durant's not walking through that door. I'm desperate. I feel like this team needs something. So I'm looking at everything that's going on, and Jimmy Butler is the guy to me, Stani, that I feel like can maybe just up his game a little more and be a little more selfish offensively. I would roll the dice and think we'd come up 7-11s, and that's a win, as opposed to giving the ball to others and expecting them to keep doing their thing when you are Jimmy freaking Butler. But I'm listening to you. If he's really truly 36 and he's feeling it, and he's not playing bad, I just want more than I could. I understand I could be off, but I don't feel like I'm trying to get water from a rock. I feel like there's something that, like, I wonder how. Remember, he said, I play the way I play. He said it. He said it after games. Right. I know people make sure, but I play how I play. So it's a mindset. Like, he probably would tell me to go
to
hell.
So you want Jimmy Butler to play...
Give me 5 to 6 more field goal attempts a game.
Dude, Jimmy Butler right now shooting 52% from the field.
Yeah.
46 from three.
How many shots a game, Stoney? That's what I'm talking about.
He's taking 11 and a half shots a game.
And he's in his zone, and I get it. And he's mastered that, but I'm just asking.
You shouldn't have acquired him then. I mean, but do you wanted a volume shooter, you should have picked any player in the league but Jimmy Butler. Like, this is what I mean.
Coming in about Jimmy last year when the trade was announced, because I got to be honest, everything was so perfect. It was perfection when he came. I never even had to up into the Minnesota series, but now I'm thinking I should have known this.
Well, look at his shot attempts the last couple years. 14, 13-9, 13-2, 10-9, 11-1, 11-5. That's who he is. Like, he hates to go 7 for 17.
Wow.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I owe Curry nothing.
Yo, Nation, this is Moses Moody, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studio. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
How much is he going to play tomorrow? Where's he fitting in these days, Moses Moody?
You act like they're the dream team. Everybody's going to play. It just some might not. GP2, Exhibit A, he'll be forgotten about, and then he comes in, plays well, and you're like, damn, where was that at? We forgot about him.
GP3.
Yeah, and that's going to happen. But I do have something real quick show-related. Oh. Last year, I was only one amongst us three to gift without having a Kris Kringle for the show. I brought in 2 alcohol bottles, the Vion
cognacs. One was half filled.
Please stop lying. I gave all the Christmas gifts. What if we did that this year?
I don't like those.
Spend over $50 a piece.
How about under 50?
It has to be over. I've never heard that.
That's weird.
Under 50, you can go to Walmart. Well,
then say under 100.
Under 100.
It's like a white elephant. You never say it's over.
Come on, now I want to get you something good. Whoever's name I drew, let's draw the name.
You know what, Goo? I'm good.
Meaning you will.
No, I'm good.
You are gifts. That's why you weren't a priest. But anyway.
Also doesn't count when someone gives you a gift and then you gift it to someone else, like the two bottles last year.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'll get you guys some.
So,
I'm just different.
You're such a piece of work. Tell me what you want from Jimmy Butler again. Tell me what cockamamie.
More field goal attempts.
Okay. Thundercat. Okay.
There's no doubt, dude.
So, you went out and acquired Jimmy Butler, who has never averaged more than 16 and a half shots in a year. Never. 1 year, he averaged 16. Every other year, he's been below 15 attempts per game.
What was he last year with us?
And career, he averages 12 and a half attempts a game.
I just need four more. Give me those four.
You can't get them.
Why can't I? Why are you telling me I can't get them?
Because he can't create shots like he can create them in the past.
And that's what I've noticed, so maybe that might be my answer.
Here's the other thing, and this is what I was getting at with...
What is that?
With Butler. Yeah. So a day or two ago, we played Jimmy Butler.
Yeah.
All I care about is winning. That's all I care about. If we're not about winning, I ain't going to be happy.
So this naturally might come.
No. This is my point with Jimmy Butler. So Jimmy Butler has a way to play. He has a way to play.
All right.
He doesn't like to turn it over. He hates taking bad shots. He loves getting to the foul line. So he has
a formula.
Yes. So if you ask him to do something else, even though he's all about winning, I'm not so sure that he would want to play a different way.
And
so is it all about, like, if Steve Kerr said, hey, Jimmy, we need 18 shots out of you a night, I don't think he would say, I'm giving you 18 shots
a night.
And that's
why I wasn't fond of, and a lot of people loved it, a lot of people didn't. I didn't like that State of the Union when he was like, yeah, I hear it, but I'm going to play the way I play. But I guess when I think you have a cape and Curry's Superman, he said it, and you're Batman, do you know what superheroes do, Stoney? They step back, see what their city needs, see what their team needs, knowing that, you know what, we might be challenged offensively, and I might need to just take my offensive field goal attempts just up a notch. But if you're telling me what I'm seeing with my naked eye, and I think there's something to this, all these young, length dudes, more athleticism and the head fakes, maybe it's harder to create a shot.
Of course it is.
And he would tell me, Goo, it ain't that I don't want to, it's just harder.
Why don't you go with that thought rather than...
But it's still at the end of the day.
Rather than thinking at 36 years old, he can generate more shots than he's ever generated in his career at a high percentage.
But I'm just...
That's not going to happen.
But give me some credit for this, for being a Warrior fan. I'm looking at what we truly are and what we're not. And without moves and going to battle with what we have, I'm just sharing with you all a guy that I think is incredible at the game, and that's Jimmy. Even at 36, I'm hoping that would be a possibility to where we could start there and squeeze a little more offensively from him to be a little more aggressive offensively. That's all. Especially, and you know why I'm saying this to you and you all, is the failure from Kuminga, because this was where he was supposed to, hey, Jimmy, I got you. Keep it that 12, 13 step. I got you. And that didn't happen. And that's why I'm here now before you all. Like, you think it's okay. This Kuminga failure, that's what I'm going to call it right now, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. It was not on the chalk. This was supposed to go the other way.
No, it wasn't.
Y'all be the superheroes.
And the young dude,
I'm going to take my shirt off. I'm ready. I'm ripped. I can jump out the gym. I got it. And that never left the train station. I'm just being real and honest with you, and I'm not by myself.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start?
Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I love Kuminga.
Dude, what was that? What game was that?
Unless we're talking about a different player, like if you would say, well, exchange Kuminga for Halliburton. Like, I got news for you. Jonathan Kuminga has not impacted winning in 5 years.
I have nothing for him.
He's not impacted. Like, he's had games where he's helped them win.
What do you want from me? I said,
I want you to read the writing on the wall.
And I'm saying that to Jimmy.
No, you want Jimmy to do something he's incapable of. And then you're going to hold it against him when he can't do it. Right,
can I call Jimmy out for something that I thought he could do?
Yeah.
He did invite the youngster over for dinner and was mentoring him.
You know what? And I asked Loy Ehlers and Ed Lachman to come over to our fraternity party when I was a senior. I couldn't stand them. They were hurting us game in and game out, but I thought it was the right thing to do. What,
you had the young fella under your wing, man. It looked like it ain't worked, Jimmy.
And by the way, who's going to say that? Who's going to make the connection between Butler taking Kuminga under his wing and Kuminga never being further from the rotation than he is now?
That has nothing to do with Jimmy.
Now I'm thinking about how Steiny asked his two teammates to come over.
No, and he didn't want them.
Yeah, I mean, if you want, you guys can come by later. It's,
I've been there.
It's not really a big deal or anything. Man. You don't have to do it, but if you feel like it.
Oh, man. That ain't on Jimmy. He tried, man.
Chris is in Sonoma.
Oh, man.
Hey, Chris, how you doing? What's going down?
Fellas, doing great. How are you guys?
That guy,
doing
all right.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Daryl, I think you're a little bit off target here with Jimmy.
Okay.
Let me throw a couple things out. Number one, the best, most desirable athletes are the ones who are consistent day in and day out. Butler is a model of consistency his whole career.
Right.
Number two, field goal attempts. I hope we all realize that when you are fouled on a field goal attempt and the ball doesn't go in, that's not count as an attempt.
But I got
how
you.
How many free throws does Jimmy shoot a game? I don't know. You guys have all that.
But that would enhance it. Great call. That's a great call. We've done it. Yeah.
Okay. That's
four more shots.
The third thing. Okay. The third thing. Why I think Daryl's off base. We have got a roster full of players who are consistently inconsistent, but favorite word, they show flashes of getting to consistency. And those are what Kerr calls the stay ready guys, and they're developing. And you look at the breakdowns of the groupings of players on the Warriors that play well together. Quentin Post is one of those guys. Okay,
so I like him.
Here's what I'm saying.
All right,
you don't need more out of Butler. You need Butler to be what he is. You need more out of the complimentary guys. And then you need health, which is always the biggest factor in an 82-game season. So when Daryl, when you're criticizing Butler for not bringing it every night, kind of pacing himself,
yeah.
This is a seven-month season. These guys know their bodies better than us. We're fans, okay? The Warriors and every other NBA team tracks player movement. They know if guys are slackers or consistent workers. Butler is in the latter category. So I think we got to give that some attention here.
No, I love
that. That's what I wanted to say.
No, thanks, Chris. Good stuff. And back me up here, Stoney. Not that I want to steal his thunder. We had talked about the free throws are like field goal attempts because you are shooting the ball to get fouled, and he definitely makes this trip still. So when you were saying the 13, 16, that's actually what, 17, 21? But I get it. I would just tell the caller, and I didn't get a chance to. I hear what you're saying, but what's more likely to happen? The youngsters, stay ready guys, take it to that next level all at once, and okay. Maybe he wasn't alluding to that. You know, you could pass the baton, or Jimmy being able
you know what it is? It's the first one. It's the first one. I give a better chance for the young guys stepping up than Jimmy Butler to turn the clock back?
Mm.
Yeah, I give it to the young guys. Here's the, like, here's, like,
Father Time is undefeated.
So let me tell you Jimmy Butler's last 5 years, shot attempts, right. Okay?
But we got to do what the caller did and I did to you.
It doesn't matter.
The field goals.
Okay,
we got to add that.
Okay. It doesn't matter in the
that's
context.
Activity.
14-5, 13-9, 13-2, 10-9, 11, 11-5. He's trending downward with shot attempts.
Now,
do you know why? Because he can't generate the quality of shots that he could 5 years ago.
And
he's not
work.
Going to be able to.
I love that
consistently
work
in the next 2 years.
But if we just now here, one trick pony. If you allow me, and I think we see it a lot with in the Warrior uniform, the Jimmy Butler with the Warriors. If you told me how many trips he's gotten to the free throw line, that's activity to me. And I omitted that for this discussion.
Okay, fine. So, he's still generating less shots. Mm. No matter how you put it, he's not shooting the ball as much in the last 5 years. His shot attempts are coming down. He's still getting to the line.
Do you feel good about our bet, though, about this team getting a 49 win? Like, do you feel like Gou is a lock now?
What is?
The bet we had for them to get to
49. Like, 40. That I won the bet?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
Because mine fluctuates daily. Like that 37, that's Donnie. And that's some damn good basketball. And what the last caller said, my man, health. But you can't predict that. Because if the Warriors had those monitors, and we talked about this, or those gadgets to know when a player, Steph Curry would have never got hurt. When he got hurt, right? You would have saw it coming. But you can't. Some injuries you can't.
Yeah, especially
soft tissue.
Well, especially when you get older.
Yeah.
Especially when you get older. Somebody has a question for you.
Okay.
Gou, you always talk about the best ability is availability.
Facts.
Does that apply to Steph?
That's not you.
It's not me. It's a question.
It totally does.
Oh, okay. Well, then how's... what?
But he's not...
Okay.
Yeah.
Then how's Steph having a good year?
It's early. And this is part of what we talked about, the 20 to 25 games he was going to miss.
Okay.
What you got? You look excited.
Oh, we may have a special guest. And so I should go ahead and introduce him. Let's go out to the, okay, well, we're going to go out to the River Islands guest line. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear courtesy of the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time you discovered the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Guess who we got, Goo? We're going to go to him in a minute or two.
D.A.?
No. Who's D.A.?
D'Anthony Melton.
That would be D.M., I believe.
D'Anthony.
Yeah, we got D'Anthony Melton right, coming up.
All right, that's dope.
The Warriors just got done with practice, and we got him. Hey, D'Anthony Melton, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
Melt.
Man, I'm doing well. How about you?
We're doing well. Hey, how you feeling physically, man? You know, I heard Steve Kerr talking yesterday. You know, you're playing, I think you're on about a 20-minute restriction and maybe no back-to-backs just quite yet, but how you feeling physically?
I've been feeling good. You know, definitely comes with the bumps and bruises, you know, getting back into it. But, I mean, after the first couple of games, the next day was, you know, a little bit more sore just because I've been doing different workload now. But other than that, I feel like my body's responding well. I mean, all I do is take it day by day. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you. D'Anthony, let me ask you this, because my partner and I are both fans of your game, you know, the style that you play. But how good does it feel that you get hurt for a team and then they watch you, you know, you rehab, and then they bring you back? To me, I told my partner, that's got to feel damn good that they brought him back. Walk us through that feeling of the Warriors reaching back out.
I mean, just like you said, it definitely feel that good. Just to know that, you know, you want it and somebody respects that, you know, what you do on a court and, you know, and who you are, because ultimately it's sometimes bigger than basketball too. So, you know, we had conversations about, you know, me returning, you know, as I was honestly getting hurt. So I'm just happy that, you know, both sides can, you know, come to an agreement and figure it out.
D'Anthony Melton joining us on 95.7 The Game. Warriors guard just came back to the lineup last week. Let me ask you this, D'Anthony, because your return has also kind of coincided with a resurgence from guys like Pat Spencer, Trayce Jackson-Davis, some guys that haven't played as much as some other guys. Like, what's going on right now with you guys and the unit? With you and Post and Spencer, what's happening there, and what does it mean long term?
I mean, we just playing ball, you know. I think sometimes IQ goes into it, and you know, respecting each other's IQ. And I think these guys have some good IQ, and I think also just playing free. Sometimes, you know, when you play free, you play with more confidence, and you know, you're not so worried about other things, and you know. Sometimes with guys going down, it opens up opportunities. So I, you know, try to urge everybody just to, you know, be aggressive, play your game, and just, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Hey, D, you know, I'm telling everybody that'll listen, I can't wait to D'Anthony Melton starting, because I'm visualizing you starting. I'll leave that there, and I know you got the restrictions right now. But walk us through an NBA player on the difference on starting and watching the game on the bench and then entering the game.
I mean, starting you know, you right from the jump. You got to, you know, get ready right away. But I think sometimes also starting, you know, the game starts off a little slower sometimes. So you could kind of, you know, work your way to the game sometimes. But, you know, coming off the bench, it's just, I mean, it's straight to it. You know, a lot of dudes have already got, you know, they're sweating. You know, some dudes on their second win by the time, you know, you may be coming into the game. So, you know, sometimes you got to hit the ground running. And I think that's, you know, what's important about having a good bench is, you know, if they can do that and keep the energy high and, you know, and not have no drop off. I mean, I think that's amazing for a team.
Hey, D'Anthony, I got to tell you, so Guru and myself have a little difference of opinion about you. And here's what it is. You ready? He thinks, he's like, well, Melton's got to start. Melton's got to start. And I said, well, here's the problem. I heard Steve Kerr yesterday asked who Melton plays well with, and he said, oh, anybody. You can just put him out there with anybody. He fits with everybody. And I'm thinking, well, that's going to give him a reason not to start Melton. how do you view the starting versus coming off the bench? And I mean, do you eventually want to start?
I mean, I think everybody wants to, you know, be a solidified starter in this league eventually. But also, timing is everything. I think guys have carved their way from coming off the bench and, you know, that six-man role or whatever, you know, you want to call it, and, you know, has been pretty prevalent and, you know, on teams. So I think that's important, having a good bench. But at the same time, I think everybody wants to be solidified starting and be a consistent starter in this league because, you know, that's where, you know, your goal is. So for me, I care about winning. And, you know, wherever it happens and just keep working and just keep getting better.
Mel, I still remember you from last year, you know, playing with Steph. You guys had good synergy. I liked it. How easy is it to play with the chef? And are you looking forward to that when he comes back?
Man, I mean, most definitely. I think we all looking forward to Steph coming back. He opens the game up for everybody. And I mean, man, just the gravity that he brings to the floor. I mean, it's special. So having that out there now, you have an advantage off that, off rip. It's important. But at the same time, I think it's just going to help our whole team just to see him out there. I mean, he could do so much amazing things with the basketball that, you know, it's unspeakable. So I just think we're all looking forward to him, and, you know, especially me, just to, you know, being my second stint in such a short time, just to see him and play with him, and, you know, full, I think it's going to be fun too.
Yeah, DeAnthony Melton joining us on 95.7 The Game. You know, I remember you obviously from when you were in Memphis, and you had those battles with the Golden State Warriors, and then, you know, you kind of been banged up a little bit. And last year we only got to see you for six games, and I was like, I don't know what this guy's about anymore. You know, I don't know what his game is. So if I were to ask you, what is your best attribute? What do you hang your hat on game in and game out? What would you say?
I would say high-level IQ. High-level IQ and high-level defensive ability. You know, obviously, being able to shoot the ball has become way more, you know, prominent for me, but I would say, you know, defensively, I love getting after the ball. I love causing havoc and on a defensive end, and, you know, I think every night you can get that from me.
Melton, I love that. Hey, I'm that dude, so I got to ask you this, right? So last Friday, you guys had a great road trip, 2-1, should have been 3-0. Great play by Buddy Hill. Great catch by you. Melton, I thought you was cruising in. Can you walk us through just, did you see Maxie coming, and did you think you had it easy?
No, I didn't. Like you said, it was a great pass, and I took off, and I just think, like, that one bounce, like, you know, Maxie, he's fastest dude in the league, probably. So the fact that he caught up like that, and it was no call, I mean, it was a hell of a play.
No doubt.
I thought something should have been called at least, but, you know, it was a great play by him. It was such a fun game. And, you know, for my first game being back, I was just so happy just to be out there and just to be able to finish, you know, finish the game again. So my emotions was just everywhere. Like, and you playing with your former team, playing against your friends, you know, speaking with Tyrese the night before. And then, you know, we talked to Joel at the same time. So, you know, talking to them dudes the day before, and just it's so much, you know, friendly, competitive batter that go back and forth that, I mean, it was just crazy the way the game ended.
I love it.
Hey, so you know, I looked at that last play a couple times with Maxie. I think you got a – did you get a block shot on that? Because did you get a piece of it?
That was great D.
Yeah. So that's the crazy part. You know, I block him, offensive rebound, he comes down, he blocks me game. So that's how the cookie crumbles sometimes, but it is what it is. I mean, I had a blast out there.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe you don't get a piece of it, then it hits the rim, and maybe you get away with the win there. But
yeah, I'm
looking forward to it, man.
You were hanging on him on that play,
man.
On Maxie. We're joined by DeAnthony Melton, guard for the Golden State Warriors. Real quick, you've had about 4 days off. You've come back. I get the sense that just because of where we're at in the schedule, like, this is a new phase of the season. It feels like everybody's getting healthy. You've got more guys to include maybe in the rotation, figuring out who's going to play bigger minutes. But does it feel like you're kind of entering another ebb or flow of the season?
Yes. I mean, from what I've seen in the beginning, you know, just watching, I mean, these dudes was scrambling. They was, you know, they was battling. I mean, the schedule was pretty hectic for them. So just for me to, you know, come back now, having a fresh body out there. I think it's important. And also, you know, our schedule should be lightening up a little bit, which is going to be good for all our bodies, you know, given that we got some of the, you know, older guys at the same time. So, yeah, I just think, you know, second or this middle half of the season is going to be important for us.
Hey, D, my bad. D, a lot of people call me corny, but I care about this stuff. I love the game, and I want to know, you know, when you were coming up, who was your dude that you looked at, you know, in the league where you said, okay, this is who I want to be like, and this is why I love the game?
I would say once I got into basketball, I'd probably say Kawhi.
Mm. Kawhi, okay, the Claw. I ain't mad at you.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, good start for you, D'Anthony. Do me a favor, and Warrior fans, stay healthy, buddy.
No doubt.
And looking forward to continue watching your game, man.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. D'Anthony Melton, Golden State Warrior guard.
Yeah.
High IQ. Like, I didn't.
Dude, that. I mean, we already knew that, though, right?
No, I didn't. I did not know that if I asked him attribute would be, it's like, I didn't think he was a dumb player.
But last year he fit in so well. Well, we got a short sample, but we kind of, you know what I mean? It takes that to be able to, you know?
Yeah, I'm just telling you, I didn't know that's what he, you know, I didn't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I never thought he was not a smart player.
No doubt, man. But that's why I give it.
And there you go again. That's why he's playing.
Yeah, we got to go.
All right. We got Crossover coming up next. That segment was sponsored by the Super Bowl Experience presented by Jersey Mike's.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.